So let's go ahead and get this party started. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So like we normally do, we're going to call this meeting to order 6 o'clock, 14th. Myself and Chase. Did I see anybody else? On the case, or is that it?
Did anyone else have you? Did it like black out for a minute?
Yeah, it did black out for a minute.
Yeah, maybe start over, Rob. I don't know. I went to share screen and it kind of went, did something. Can you everyone see my screen?
The audio cut out, but the screen was fine for me.
The screen share is there.
Yeah, I still see everything.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned Mr. Condit's not here, but.
I think we lost
someone. Oh, yeah. Rob is gone.
Yeah, so the screen changed. There's one less person.
There he is.
Hold on.
Are we back?
There you are.
There are leftover Halloween. There's a leftover Halloween goblin that's plaguing us tonight.
I guess. Yeah, no kidding. Sorry about that, guys. Well, Chase, if it kicks me off again, Karen.
He's freezing.
Yeah.
Let's try that. All right. How are we doing now?
It's rough, but we'll get through.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any public comment tonight? Hearing none. Okay, let's move forward with item number three, the agenda approval.
I would like to move to approve the agenda as presented.
Okay, was that Gary second?
Yes, sir.
Awesome, thank you. Okay, all in favor to approve the agenda as presented, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Perfect. Okay, let me pull up real quick. One second.
Okay, I'm going to share again. Let's hope it doesn't go catty with us here.
That's right. I'm trying to open it too. I don't know what the deal is. It must be the weather. We'll blame it on the weather.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Atmospheric river.
Yes, yeah. It's the atmospheric river. Okay, so let's see.
Everyone see the minutes?
Are you ready for a motion, Rob?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just got the minutes up. Okay, I can see him now, Chase. Okay.
Yeah, I just I did make one small adjustment. It, I don't know if autocorrect or whatever, but it's the cavitation damage in the diffuser housing. It says something else. I can't remember what it said, but
cavitation.
Yeah.
So you changed that to the correct whatever it was that you actually said.
Yeah, I think it said like habitation or something.
Oh yeah, I see that. Okay.
Yeah.
So I move to approve the minutes of October 15th with the aforementioned correction.
Second. I just lost you now.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. I think I heard Karen made the motion to approve the minutes with the amendment, and Amanda seconded. So all in favor to approve the minutes as presented with the amendment for cavitation damage, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I didn't hear Gary. Gary, you on there?
I did say aye. Can you not hear me?
Oh, there you are.
Yep,
I can hear you now. Okay, motion carries. Thank you. Okay, there's a brief president's message tonight. Let me see if I can pull it up without screwing this up. Okay. All right. I think I got it. Can you hear me okay still, Chase?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So let's jump into this. Oops. Sorry, it keeps kicking me out of this. Give me one second. Recently received some important updates from the city and West regarding the mapping. We'll discuss the details later in this meeting, but I wanted to communicate it early. So as updates we received came in after the agenda was sent out, and we were unable to provide any detailed context to the regular agenda. Sorry about that, Chase. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. It dropped you off for a second there. Maybe turn your screen off.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm not sure why it's doing that. Let's see.
Lost around 20 seconds audio. Is that what others experienced?
Yeah, I didn't hear most of what he said. So
same with me. I don't have any of it. I don't know if it's going to be on the recording or not.
Yeah, it probably won't. But if you turn your screen off, it might help your internet connection.
Okay, let me try that real quick. Okay, let's give this another shot. I appreciate everybody bearing with me. I don't know why my internet hates me today, but we're working on it. Okay, so did everybody hear? You want me to start over, Chase, or was that where did I cut out?
Just start over, Rob.
Okay. So October was another busy month for our operations at SDIC. Chase is going to elaborate on many of the important topics, but we wanted to take a minute to touch on a couple key items. We recently received some important updates from the city and West regarding the mapping. We're going to discuss the details later in this meeting, but I wanted to communicate this early as the updates we received came after the agenda was sent and we were unable to provide any detailed context to the regular agenda items. So if you're planning on leaving early, please don't. We do have some updates that we need to discuss. Secondly, we will soon begin to make plans for our annual members meeting. As a reminder, this meeting takes place in February at the City Council Chambers in Scappoose. We're in the process of trying to secure a date and time for the meeting. And as soon as we have that, we're going to post it on our website. And then we'll also add it to the appropriate meeting agenda. And then finally, as we discussed last meeting, we completed the installation of our new direct burial electrical cable from Honeyman Road to the Evans Pump Station. With our infrastructure improvement plan in mind and as part of the emergency repair project, we solicited the expertise of an electrical contractor to provide some insight as to what it would take to retrofit and upgrade our antiquated electrical components at the Evans, with the thought process being that, you know, we'd want to allow for the addition of backup emergency generator power. Chase can have more technical details in his manager's report, but this was an important item to highlight as it was a huge step in the right direction on the path to accomplishing one of our more complex infrastructure improvement projects. So I just wanted to point that out and say thanks, Chase, for, you know, putting in the effort and coordinating to get this done while we had the opportunity while the power was off temporarily. So thank you for doing that. And I think that's it. Unless there's any questions or comments, did that go through okay? Did everybody hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
Only thing, if it's going into the minutes, you said direct burial, that's in conduit, right? So that really doesn't imply direct burial if someone's looking at it 20 years from now?
Correct. It's conduit, buried conduit with wire.
Usually
we replace the direct burial.
That it was put in bare wire.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, thank you. All right, I think we're ready for financials. Chase, let me mute this thing.
Okay, I put the financials on the screen. We did get most all of the invoices in this time. There's not a late invoice. There is one that came in from Lawrence Oil. It was for some turbine oil. It's about $600, but there's more than enough cushion in our reserve we maintain in our checking account where we can still pay that at payroll and not really have to worry about it. So I didn't want to really change any of the transfer requests or any of the reports as presented, but just knowing that it'll be coming up at payroll. But it's already part of the budget, and it's well within our cushion.
I move to approve the financials as presented and the $7,000 transfer.
Second.
All right. Thank you, ladies. All in favor to move the financials as presented and the $7,000 transfer from the state pool, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
I think I heard everybody. Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. The manager's report. I just leave my screen off for simplicity purposes here. can everybody see my screen?
Yes.
Okay. So as Rob touched on, there was quite a bit of things that came up this last month. Try to kind of cover some of the other stuff. The Evans number 3 pump and motor. Moving forward, I mentioned it during our last meeting, but I didn't actually have it in the report. I was able to go inspect the diffuser housing after it was sandblasted and disassembled. As I mentioned, the cavitation damage is pretty bad. It wasn't to the extent that we witnessed in the number one. Will require the Belzona repairs, pretty similar to the repairs we completed for the number one pump. However, it won't need the exterior structural rebuild that we had to complete with the number one. So that's good news and news we kind of already knew. The Riverbird levee tow boat inspection, I completed that several weeks back. had some of our lower tides of the season, if you will. It's kind of always why I try to time that, because you can not only see all the riprap, but you can get basically an idea of the entire, for the most part, the entire levee tow, the perimeter levee tow. Appears to be in good shape. It doesn't look like any of the areas we're kind of monitoring progressed. I also was able to complete the survey of the Santosh and Evans sloughs as like kind of like that kayak survey going along. The silting appears to be pretty standard as it progressed noticeably. The relief wells along Dyke Road, we flow tested them. This is part of our USACE formal inspection requirements. The northern of the two wells appears it has some heavier sediment in the bottom of it. And the well casing has a little bit of damage. Probably put that on the list to be repaired. The southern of the two wells flow tested good, actually flowed really good. It pumped down. We pumped it about 15 gallons a minute. It pumped down, I think, about 10 or 12 feet and then stabilized, which is good to see. It means it's functioning as needed. I've passed all that information along to the Army Corps of Engineers. Been in quite a bit of contact with them in the last couple days. I'll kind of touch later on the meeting we have coming up next week. And we also hydrojetted the sediment out of the culvert that was exposed is what to be the daylight terminus of the Olson Farm tow drain. Once we removed the sediment, there was no concrete balance picket tile line. We're in the exact area we need to be according to the as-built drawings. I guess kind of at this point, as I put in the report, I'm not truly sure how to move forward. And I plan to cover this with the Corps next week because these are rated items in our inspections. we have kind of the similar situation around the Cherry Orchard tow drains. They kind of through the years, the Cherry Orchard was built, you know, really early on in the history of the SDIC. And then it was subsequently removed and then rebuilt. But after the initial installation of the original Cherry Orchard pump station, the tow drains were never called out. I'm not sure if they've been decommissioned or if they were actually removed. There was a lot of, not SDIC so much, but I know at Deer Island, after the 48 flood, we dealt pretty heavily with tow drain malfunctions, and they were subsequently removed in the early 50s. But the Army Corps has kind of lost, I'm sure some of you have heard in the past that the Army Corps have lost a lot of the archives that deal with the SDIC. So we're trying to kind of find a happy median between, you know, completing these rated items, you know, inspections, monitoring, versus, you know, maybe moving it to a emergency action plan item where these things need to be monitored, especially during high water events. And I'll know a lot more next week, but after talking to Tarina at the Army Corps pretty extensively over the last several weeks, it kind of seems like that's where we're headed. I don't have any definitive answers on that yet, but that's just my hope. Hold on a second. We have Jeff Condit at 6:17. Did you get that, Janelle?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. Pumping operations, pretty straightforward. Like I said, surprisingly, up until today, which was actually yesterday, most all of the drainage has been through the north tide gates. They've been functioning really well, and the river's been low, which has helped a lot. The last couple of days, we haven't been running the Evans pumps to keep the Santosh Evans slough down with a pretty deluge of rain, or atmospheric river, I think it's a technical term, as of late. So all the satellite pumps are running kind of in their standard operating procedure, but I did receive word from the landowner today around the Honeyman pump that it'll most likely be turned off for the winter for duck season and whatnot. So I guess looking ahead, looking at the dike road relief well rehabilitation, and also the Cherry pump number 2 starter panel replacement. I have the bids in place for all of this, but I've been getting a little bit of confusion from not only the PUD, but also Columbia County on versus completely just replacing like for like at the Cherry pump, because they are 100 horsepower motors. Sometimes they require a soft starter, but since it doesn't already have a soft starter, one might not be required. So I'm trying to get some clarification from the PUD. I have been playing phone tag within the last several days, because the bids will vary differently depending on what we have to or don't have to do. From personnel, I don't have any updates there. I think we do have personnel stuff we need to cover. You want to do that now, or do we want to do it later?
Up to you.
Rob, what do you think?
I think we jump into it now, unless anybody's got it. Any opposition to it?
Okay. You want me to go with it, Rob?
Yes, please. That would be awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Rob and I met by phone this past week to just refresh ourselves on the process for performance reviews. So we need to designate a board member to conduct the evaluation for the general manager. And I'm happy to do it if no one else wants to. So we just need to make a decision about that. Then we officially notify the GM, which we're doing right at the moment, that the evaluation process is underway. And then the next thing we need to do is establish a timeline, which includes the actual completing of the performance evaluation forms, you'll recall, and bringing them to my house or however we decide to do it. That's what I would suggest. It worked well last year. And then it also, the timeline also needs to include the actual performance evaluation meeting. And I'm going to propose that we if Chase wants to do this in executive session rather than in the public meeting, I propose that we do this at the in executive session at the meeting in December for our regular monthly meeting. So there's really only, that's really all there is to the timeline, except that again we will be making if there's a compensation adjustment, we will be working on that. Rob is going to be, Rob and I got some information from HR Answers, which you've seen in the minutes. And Rob's helping me to understand what that means. It wasn't quite as straightforward as the previous iteration of that from them a couple of years ago. So we're gonna bring that forward for you in December. And then Rob is going to be updating the COLA percentage from January to November. We won't have December yet, obviously, in the December meeting. So we'll get all that information arranged for you for the December meeting. I'm also going to propose that if you select me to conduct this process, that you complete the evaluation form and bring it to my house by December 6th, which is a Friday. That gives you plenty of time. It's part of the whole performance evaluation document, but we can get those pages selected out and send those to you by email. And hopefully you can just print them off at home, or if you have trouble with printing them at home, let us know and we can, Rob can arrange to have them printed at the office for you. And so you return the forms to me, and then I will tabulate them all, and then we'll have the evaluation meeting and we'll take any further actions as necessary. I think that's it. Is there anything else, Rob?
I think you covered it beautifully.
Okay. The end. Thanks for listening. Great. Chase, do you have any questions?
Nope.
Okie doke.
And I guess I agree to the executive session.
Okay. So does anybody object? I'll just say it this way. Does anybody object to me conducting the performance evaluation process? Well, then okie doke.
Thank you for doing it.
Okay.
So just to follow up, you said Friday, December 6th, yes, all of the board members need to have their evaluation turned in to your house, preferably.
Yes. And that's because the meeting is the following Thursday.
Yep. Yeah, perfect. Uh-huh. Perfect. Okay. I'm just making a couple notes. I'll share this with, I think, this year will be Megan's first year doing the performance evaluation. So I'll make sure to send that over to her and make sure that she knows by the 6th to your place. And if she needs any guidance with how to fill out the evaluation, I'll just have her reach out to you or me.
Okay. And then while you're doing that, can you just make sure that Gary and Amanda also have a copy?
Yep.
Just put it all together. Okay. Awesome. Because I think they would have to go digging around probably for it otherwise.
You bet.
Okay.
Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also the last thing I wanted to say is that Chase is going to take care of the performance evaluation for our field operations tech JR, as it is stated in our performance evaluation document.
Perfect. And does that have to be done before the end of the year as well, Chase or Karen?
I think he's a December guy too.
December, yeah.
Yeah. Is that right?
No, he's a January and then he gets a December meeting. A board member will volunteer to join me.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
I think I sat in with you last year on that, and I'm fine with doing that again if you want.
Okay.
Great. Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you, Amanda.
Cool, cool.
Okay.
408.
Okay. So we did have a meeting with Heidelberg last, it was a couple weeks ago. There wasn't really a whole lot in the update column, if you will. They're still working through quite a bit of the process. We do try to meet every other month, bi-monthly, just to kind of talk and see if there's anything or any information to be shared between the two entities. They did give us kind of a tentative timeline of what they're thinking. They're hoping to have the 90% package ready by late 2025 and given a smooth process, what would be the complete package by late 2026. So it's, I know these processes take a long time. Everyone knows they do, but it's, that's just kind of what we're looking at timeline wise. Other than that, not a lot of updates in that category. I guess before I move on, is there any questions with that?
Nope.
Hearing none. So I did receive literally yesterday from the city of Skaphusen West. I've been reaching out to them, and I reached out again, and I did receive an email back. This is regarding the flood mapping for the accreditation. Appears they actually have moved quite a bit of progress towards a final version of the maps. West is doing a couple small back checks that were supposed to be completed today regarding some of the terrain mapping in the regions or the area within the SDIC. I don't know if there's a whole lot of progress with the maps or if it was just the maps they originally had. They've kind of finalized to the point where now they'll be start compiling the final package. And then, of course, the county and the city will hold their open house meetings, which is basically their public meeting, which is a requirement prior to the submittal to FEMA. And as we've kind of explained in the past, the county, as most of you know, is currently, I guess, completing the exact same process for Sauvies Island Drainage District, which most of Sauvies Island is in Multnomah County, but there is a big chunk that's in Columbia County. So they're basically completing this process, what we would consider ahead of us, and they hope to follow the same process as we move through FEMA accreditation or Skaphusen Drainage. I kind of wish this came out earlier so we put more on the agenda, but I just wanted to make sure that people are aware of kind of where this has been moving, and it looks like we're finally really pushed in a kind of forward direction on this. Is there any questions on this item?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused by this because I thought the city was already okay with the map.
They are. So there, the information that they put into the map, they had, I guess you say, signed off on the county as well. But it was just putting together that final, you know, the final package. And so that's where kind of it's at this point.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what they do over there, but okay. At West, I'm not an engineer.
They basically have to have, it's the package that they put together, you know, it has, you know, FEMA has their own engineers in-house, and you basically have to submit a package to them that's, I guess, what you would call above reproach or, you know, best practices type deal. Mm-hmm. And so that's why when West submits these, it's, they try to, you know, cross every T, you know, dot every I.
Okay.
To make sure that, you know, they, and this isn't their first, you know, this isn't their first rodeo. They're, I think this is either four or five of these are doing literally right now.
Okay. All right.
I know Susie's on here. I don't know if she wants to add anything. She doesn't have to. Public meeting.
I would be happy to. I believe West also put back together the package for Multnomah County, and they're doing several counties regionally. But I think what happened is somewhere in the middle, a staff member at West maybe left and they had to pick up the slack. And without the friendly reminders that Lori's doing, it would be dropped altogether because they cannot keep up. But she has been reminding them monthly, and we got confirmation, like Chase said, yesterday, or I think it was part yesterday and part this morning. But they are working on getting everything completed. And then instead of the draft maps that we currently have internally, they will be the final maps that we put in draft internally, print out the maps, and start holding the public house comments.
Thank you. That was helpful, Susie.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Susie.
Rob, is it okay? I have a question. This is Bob Short. Okay.
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, the question is basically for Susie. You anticipate getting the maps finalized and going out for public comment. Do you have any idea when you're likely to be submitting the maps to FEMA?
That is all dependent on when it comes to us. Once it comes to us, we submit it to FEMA, and I believe they have 150 or 180 day review period. And once that review period is up, they send us their comments. Anything we need to adjust or change, we do. We send it back for another review period. So it's all up to FEMA the minute we submit it.
Okay, but the initial submission, your initial submission to FEMA is it imminent, or do you have a public review that you're going to be doing in county before you do it?
Well, what we do is we hold the public meetings, and it is not a requirement by FEMA, but we do it to show due diligence in the state of Oregon for land use planning goal one, for public interest and public comment. And to answer any questions, we put up links on our webpage who to reach out to for any questions regarding, because it does require a notice to all the neighboring property owners that this will affect.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Just kind of a small follow-up on that. Columbia County is able to, within their internal GIS system, they are able to identify the affected landowners and generate a list of who those landowners are, and then the notice can be sent to those landowners who will be affected. When we talked about this in some years past, we were going to pay, or West was going to generate that. But it, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Susie, but it sounds like Columbia County has the capability and the will be completing that part of the process.
Yes, we will. And we do have that capability. We already have the draft maps in our GIS, but we can only visualize it internally. We do not want it pushed out to everybody until we have the public notice, so then people can start looking. Because otherwise, having that overlay of the draft map can interfere with current floodplain development maps coming in.
Great, thank you.
Very helpful.
Okay, moving on. So as I mentioned earlier, I do have a meeting with the Army Corps of Engineers first part of next week, Tuesday. They are in the process of wrapping up our 2024 formal inspection. This would also be tied to the levee safety evaluation report. This is the report that has been passed on to FEMA and is part of our levee accreditation. It was completed in 2019. So I've talked along quite regularly. Our, I guess, re-inspection of this was this year, and it will continue for the foreseeable future every 5 years. And what we have is what they call an outbriefing process. I've never been part of this process before. It's a new, I guess, step in the process for the Army Corps of Engineers. I talked to Trina today, and yes, we are the guinea pigs. Thank you very much. They normally don't invite the sponsors to these, and so we will see how it goes. I called her and asked her if there's anything I need to prepare. She said, nope, you just need to be there. I reached out to Rob and said, hey, would you like to join? And it was just kind of a second set of ears. He said, yeah, you will. I don't know if any other board members would like to join. I don't believe there would be a restriction because it is not our meeting. So if other board members were on there, I don't believe we would have a conflict with that from a public meeting standpoint. I don't know if Jeff Condit wants to step in.
No, that's correct. You wouldn't. It would not be a public meeting issue unless the board got together afterwards as a quorum and discussed it.
No, it's Army Corps.
Just attending the meeting and listening is perfectly fine.
Okay. So I don't know if anyone else wants to join. It's Tuesday at 12:30. We'll basically go over the entire formal inspection that we've been dealing with for the last year. And as part of this, they're trying to make the reports what they call more user-friendly. Not quite the 280 pages of checklist items. They're trying to, I guess, prioritize. So there's certain items, as you can imagine, are much more important than others. And what they try to do is what they call buying down risk. So as we focus our resources and our time in a direction, they want us to focus on certain items, which I guess would bind down the most risk. What are the most dangerous components of the system that if they fail are detrimental? And so that's what they're hoping to put together, a report that you can look at and kind of make better sense of. And we'll see how that goes. There's going to be probably a lot to unfold in this whole process. Does anybody have any questions or comments on that?
Would you like to have a board member there?
Well, Rob's already going to be there.
Okay.
He's committed. I don't know if anybody else wants to go. It might sound foreign, but it also helps to have, in separate, a couple set of ears out there.
It's a Zoom call?
It is WebEx. It is military Zoom call. It's a terrible platform, but you can get through it.
Yeah, I'll probably figure out how to work it 45 minutes into the meeting.
I would like to attend if I get the contact info for it.
I'll forward you the link.
Yeah, I'm coming in from out of town, but if I'm home by 12:30, I might sit in too.
Okay. I'll just forward the link to the whole board. If you can make it, great. If you can't.
I think that's a good idea, Chase. Thank you.
Terrible platform.
Has anybody had any experiences with WebEx that maybe they could share to get me through it easier?
Log in about 20 minutes early.
Okay.
So for me, that's 65 minutes early? Okay, yeah. Great. Awesome.
It takes a while to get through. I think there's some cybersecurity safeguards on the back end. It's a military platform, so it has a bunch of, my guess is there's a bunch of back, cyber stuff in there. So okay, moving on. So after the last meeting, I talked about the CIP grant funding we applied for. I did meet with Senator Merkley's field representative, Gustavo. He came out. We met at the office. We had a really good meeting. I felt it was really good for him to see the project that we had proposed. At the time, the categories available to submit these projects sometimes can get pretty restrictive. And it helps him understand what our project is and possibly a better, category that would fit in, given the categories they change every year. It's all based on congressional directed funding. And so I'm hoping to work with him as we kind of work through this process. If there is an opportunity next year to definitely reach out again, reapply, and hoping that, you know, we could possibly, better knowing the our project, that we can maybe get some more, you know, I guess, help from him, or, you know, try to help push it through. He did say, though, this was, you know, a month or so ago, that if the administration changed, it doesn't necessarily mean that the categories change, but sometimes the funding allocated for different categories can change. And since the administration did change, there most likely will be a big changes in the categories, but there's most likely a category that we can fit into. And it goes through the senators, so they kind of be our advocates moving through that process. With that kind of same attitude in mind, as Rob mentioned earlier, I did receive the quote back from Farnham Electric. They are the company that I had out during the power failure. And when we could open up the entire, you know, the starter panels, the electrical components of the Evans pump station, we went through all of that. We went through the original schematics, and we did get our quote back. It's pretty sizable. It's about $28,000. This would be an end-to-end or beginning-to-end modification to the electrical components. So this would be an engineered design, top to bottom, exactly everything you would need from the, you know, the switch components to the wiring to the generator capabilities to everything. So we could go to bid, and then they would bid the exact components of exactly what we need, and you would get the install and everything. And I'm hoping to reach out to Business Oregon. I mentioned this to Gustavo on this, is Business Oregon does have some grant funding available for engineering. And so I was going to try to reach out to Melanie Olson and see if there's some sort of a match funding available, because, as you know, it's not in our budget. We didn't really plan this year. It was just kind of a project of opportunity. But it is nice to see exactly, you know, be able to break it down exactly what we need to complete this project, and then be able to put a price tag on that. Does anybody have any questions on that component?
I just have a comment. I don't know if it's Senator Merkley who is on a certain committee that, you know, is better for this type of thing or what, but Senator Wyden's field representative lives in Warren. I don't know if you knew that, but he's out
here. Yeah, it goes back and forth. They both present them. Merkley's office, I think, kind of took the lead on a lot of these local CIP projects across Oregon. Okay. It's based on the representative. Gustavo's kind of the Northwest, West Coast, and it's kind of how it works its way through the process. And kind of, you're kind of advocates to get the project funding for there, because there is a lot of projects. It's a very competitive process.
Well, I'm just saying, if there's, that's the field, he's the field representative for Senator Merkley. And so if it helps to have the field representative for Senator Wyden informed also, we can do that. FYI.
Because I tried to go through Bonamici's office, but the congressional side of the funding projects are extremely limited. The categories are small, and the only category we really fit into was an NRCS grant funding application. But as of last year or the year prior, special districts are excluded from all funding for whatever reason. I don't know why, but they just said, no thanks.
Well, that was a great job getting Gustavo to come out. That's awesome.
I guess after that, the only thing I have next week is the USACE out briefing, and kind of getting into the grind of pumping water. Anybody have any questions? Yep.
I called Harlow. I think actually this week I only texted with her. And she has nothing to add regarding the rental home. The rent was paid.
Great.
Thing on the legal side?
Nothing on the legal side. I do want to apologize for being late. I was out a meeting in Beaverton. And it took me an hour and a half to get back downtown. So sorry about that.
Others.
Traffic was terrible. Weather was worse.
Yikes.
All right. So the next proposed regular monthly board of directors meeting would be on December 12th. Does anybody have any conflict on the 12th? Hearing none, so we'll plan on the 12th. Okay, let me take a look at that master calendar, Chase.
That meeting also needs to include, the agenda needs to include a proposed executive session for personnel.
Yeah, thank you. You're right. Session. Personnel. Perfect.
And then I would add, if we need, I don't know if we need to put it in the minutes or not, since we won't approve the minutes until after the due date, but December 6th is when our evaluation forms are due at the home of me, Karen Kessie.
Got it.
Are we wanting to talk about when we want to have our, is it too soon to talk about when we want to have our ag landowners meeting?
Yeah, I've been collaborating with Susan Reeves, and we've been emailing back and forth trying to find some dates. Preliminary findings, I guess you could say, are that the city's pretty booked up the entire week of the 10th, which is the second week of February. So she's currently reviewing the third and fourth week of February's Monday through Thursday to see if there's a day or time that works. So as soon as we have that back, I'm hoping we have a couple options that we can pick from in the December meeting. But as of right now, okay. I don't have a solid date.
Great. December would be a good time to decide.
Yeah, I think so too. Okay. Let's see. So a couple of the action items that I have, Chase and Janelle, correct me if you guys hear anything or see anything differently. We already talked about this a little bit, but December 6th, the eval forms are the personnel evaluation forms for general manager are due to Karen Kessie's residence. If any of you have issues printing them out or getting these eval forms, just text me or email me and I can print them out at the office. I can print it out at my office and I can get those eval forms to you. But December 6th, it's Friday. Let's make sure we get we do our due diligence board and get those forms turned in by that day.
Or earlier is fine too. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, no, you're right. The earlier, the better. December 12th or December 6th, I'm sorry, is the deadline, but the earlier, the better, because it takes some effort to get those put together. So, and then on the December 12th agenda, we need to include an executive session for personnel. Chase is going to send out the outbriefing USACE meeting invite to the board. Those of us that can attend should attend if you're able. Amanda is going to sit in with Chase for the GM evaluation of our FOT. Rob is going to update the COLA by the December meeting, but we won't have, December numbers by the December meeting, but we'll have January through November by then. So we'll update that. And I think, Kessie's volunteered to sit in on and conduct, actually not sit in, but conduct the evaluation of the general manager too.
Yep.
Okay. I miss anything, Chase?
I think you got it all. I know we do our, the COLA is in January.
Yeah, it's in January.
Regardless of all employee reviews, it's a standard set date.
Yeah.
I'm hoping go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
I was just saying, I hope that in January, you know, the last couple of years in January, the final numbers haven't been available except for like up until like the day of the meeting. So I think our meeting in January falls on, let's see, what is that? January looks like the
9th.
So I'm not 100% sure the final numbers will be done by the 9th. So we'll keep an eye on it though. And we can still go through a lot of the process with the step increases and everything else without the final COLA. Because we'll have 11 months of the COLA by the December meeting. We just won't have that 12th month. So you should have a pretty good idea what that's going to be. Okay. Last chance. Any other public comment or board comment before we adjourn? Hearing none. All right. Let's see. It is 6:51 by my watch. Thanks everybody for attending, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great evening.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Night, everyone.